giving your valuable instructions as soon as possible. Assuring of our best attention as a certificate of value. You got that, Miss Gardner?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, Mrs. Thompson and Featherbrook, address it to the chairman and say, yes, Red.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it is 3:45.
Oh, it's gracious, I hadn't realized it was too late.
Yes, sir, only 15 minutes before your appointment with the tax inspector.
Oh, yes. My expenses are being cleared. Don't get it, dear. I've been dreading this appointment all day.
There is an excerpt from The Devil at 4:00. Another in our series is a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour. However, for those who really like a good laugh, why not listen to Today in Parliament? All we can offer is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Miss Vera Morgan, Sir Geoffrey Shuffley, found on a trampoline, Dr. George Thorben Ball and his jazz men, Lady Charlotte Chimney Pot,
she's not too nice.
To continue, Alcide Zen, Gypsy Rose Thorndike, and of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken, the poor man's worker's playtime. Well, now, let me, as usual, tell you some of the events of the last week. On Monday, well, now, have you ever woken up and said to yourself, there's something odd about today? Well, I did on Monday. Do you know what it was so odd? It was Tuesday. However, on Tuesday, the BBC Variety Orchestra came to tea with me in its entirety. Complete with his handsome leader, John Jettard. And it's no less handsome conductor, Paul Gascoigne. I think they enjoyed it. I must admit it was a bit of a job getting four and sixpence ahead out of the brass section. Interesting to see the different styles of eating. We had celery. Now, the oboe player ate it forward, the fruit player sideways, and the bassoonist had to bend it before she would touch it. Jessard's glass thought it was a bit stingy, of course. One of them would keep harping on it. Never mind. All in all, it was quite a party. I noticed rosemary tucking in well, cupcakes doubling on jam tuck. And the drummer was in the corner with a lane, and another gentleman making an interesting triangle. And I found the woodwind section trying to play the trumpet. But the holes were in the wrong places. Anyway, I'm glad to say throughout the whole proceedings, Paul Fenelay conducted himself very well indeed. On Thursday, that was the day Kenneth Williams was expecting the arrival.
Well, congratulations, old
man. Oh, how marvelous for you, Ken.
And you never told us.
I didn't know myself.
Thursday was the day Kenneth Williams was expecting the arrival of his new garden shed.
Yes. Hey, of course, you had me worried for a minute.
Anyway, we all went round to see it arrive.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, where is it? It should have been here by now.
No, I can't see why you need another shed at the bottom of your garden.
But I must have somewhere to put my workbench and tools. I'm quite an odd job man, you know.
Yes, I doubt if there is an odd job man than you.
I didn't know Williams was such a handy man.
I did.
Ken, if you're going to use this place as a workroom, what's the other shed for?
Oh, you mean the one at the bottom of the garden?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't know.
Come on.
Well, I didn't want to mention it, but it's where the fairies live.
Oh, Ken, you surely don't believe me.
No, look, here comes the lorry.
Morning, all. Special delivery, Outdoor Buildings Limited, Ted Kenneth Williams.
And wouldn't we like to?
There we are, sir. One shed all ready for erection. Could I have your signature, please?
There you are.
Thank you. Lummy, it's a bit of a scrawl. Here. Are you the same Kenneth Williams that's on the wireless?
Yes. That's right.
The one in Beyond Our Ken?
Yes. Correct again.
Oh, I never realized. In that case, Mush, could you get me Kenny Thorne's autograph?
Yes, I'll be charmed with that, of course.
Oh, you're Mr. Orr.
Yes, that's right, and this is Betty Marsden and Hugh Paddock.
Hello, how do you do?
Oh, this is my lucky day. And she meet you, Mr. Orr, Marsden and Mr. Paddock, all at once. It's a nasty cough you've got there, Mr. You want to watch it?
Yeah, so do you.
Have to go and suck something.
And you.
Well, I must be off. It's been real nice meeting you all. I'm disappointed Mr. Pertwee wasn't here as well.
Yes, it's a pity, isn't it? He's so good in the Navy, Lark. Goodbye.
Look, are you sure you know how to put up one of these sheds?
Of course I do. I've put my greenhouse up 5 times. let's see. 1 floor, 4 corner supports, 2 sides, 1 backwards. Yes, yeah, so, oh, it won't take long. You watch. Alone and single-handed.
I know. Let's take a photograph of it. Look, I've got my camera with me. Now, look, come on, Ted. Let's have one of you standing with your hand proudly resting on the doorpost.
Good idea. An idea.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Go to pieces as well.
Guys, it won't take long to put it up again.
Hello, everyone.
Well, it's Jill. Jill Day.
Oh, I say, what a lovely big pile of firewood. Have I said something wrong?
Look, Jill, before you say another word, sing, Jill. Darling, I still. Well, now, come on, we better leave the gamekeeper here to his little hut.
Oh, very funny. Well, it's amusing. After all, you've got a hut in your garden with pin-up photos all round the wall. Ah, I've seen it.
Happens to be my study.
Oh, what are you studying?
Pin-up photos on the wall. Apart from that, there's my mythology.
Which one is she?
Greek mythology.
Oh, I didn't know you were interested in that.
Well, for this week I am, because we're going to tell the story of Homer's Odyssey.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
I know what...
We present the voyage of Odysseus, or the Greek. Right up it without a paddle.
When the Trojan War was over, Odysseus and his men set sail for home. But tempestuous winds blew them off course, and soon they found themselves in dire straits.
Oh, we've been tossed around like this for days. Now I know how a salad feels. I wonder what waters we're in.
You heard what the man said? We're in the dire straits.
What are we going to do? I'm drifting in strange tempest to the mercy of the winds and mountainous waves. Never knowing when we might be hurled onto the rocks. We're helpless.
What are you trying to say?
Here comes Odysseus.
What's going on here? What's going on? Some sort of mutiny?
I wasn't us, dear. It was Gladys Young here.
I might have known. Well, now, Posidemus, what's it all about?
Sorry, nothing. I just happened to mention that we're helpless.
Are we, sir? You must tell us the truth.
Well, man, I don't think I've ever kept you uninformed. After all, you are entitled to know the full facts. Nothing is ever withheld from my men. So let me make sure you fully understand the situation. The position, briefly, is this. We're helpless.
You mean we can't find a way out of this?
No, navigation is impossible. It's my fault for calling into England before this voyage. I left my chance in an English garden.
There's no other way.
Well, I've been trying to follow the stars, but they're useless. Listen to this. A new acquaintance brings unexpected problems. Good name for romance. There's nothing for it. We'll just have to ride out the storm. We'd better keep watching short shifts.
I wish someone would invent trousers.
Our fear, we must
watch. Oh, just you. Look, land ahoy.
Land.
Quick,
ready to land.
Hoist the topsail!
Take off the mainsail!
Avast behind!
Don't be personal. Prepare to land!
Oh, hey, look, land!
Now, be quiet. Be quiet, everybody. We must proceed with care. We might be on hostile soil.
Yes, and what's more, the people might be unfriendly.
Look! There's a cave.
Come on, it'll give us shelter.
Oh, it's dark in here. And look, there's signs of habitation.
Yes, and what's more, somebody's been living here.
Listen!
Oh, no! It's the cycle clip.
Cyclops. Oh. A giant with a huge head, and in the center of its face, one immense eye.
Looks like a television with legs.
I've never seen such a big head.
No, don't be like that. My name is Polyphemus, but you can call me Polly. Here, why are you doing this one-eyed place?
Well, we're sailors. Sailors seeking food and shelter. We saw this large cave, so we came in.
Well, you got yourselves in a right hole, haven't you? Were you staying for supper?
That's very kind of you.
My supper, I mean.
You're not going to eat that.
Oh, yes, I am. First of all, I'm going to have a little kip. And don't you think you can escape. I shall have my eye on you.
What shall we do?
I will help you to escape if you come with me.
And who are you?
I am Circe, the Enchantress.
The what?
No, the witch.
Oh.
Quickly, quickly, hide under the coat. Hide under the coats of the sheep. Pull the wool over your eyes.
Are you sure Polyphemus is asleep?
Yes. Yes, his eyes closed, and there's a notice on his nose. Normal service will be resumed as soon as possible. Come, come quickly.
Odysseus and his men set sail for home. They resisted the lure of the sirens, successfully navigated the treacherous whirlpool Charybdis. And at last, after 10 long years, Odysseus returned home to his beloved wife, Penelope.
My love, I've had adventures beyond belief, faced storms and tempests, encountered the one-eyed giant, resisted the lure of the sirens, circumvented the whirlpool, and here I am, home, tired and weary.
So what about me, then? Your housework, cooking, washing, darling.
Irresistible sirens of Fraser Hayes Hall.
On yonder hill there stands a creature. Who she is, I do not know. I'll go court her for her beauty. She must answer yes or no. Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
My father was a Spanish captain, went to sea a month ago. First he kissed me, then he left me, bid me always answer no.
Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John. Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John. Oh, madam, I will give you jewels. I will make you rich and free. I will give you silken dresses. Madam, will you marry me? Oh, no, John, a thousand times no. Oh, madam, since you are so cruel, and that you scorn me so, and if I may not be your lover, madam, will you let me go? Madam, in your face is beauty, on your lips red roses grow. Will you take me for your lover? Madam, will you answer yes or no? Hark, I hear the church bells ringing. Will you come and be my wife? Oh, dear madam, have you settled to live single all your life? Oh, no, John, no, John, no. Oh, no, John, no, John, no. Oh, no, John, no, John, no.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we've sent a close-up on show business.
Well, now, first of all, let's have a word with a very famous personality, Sammy Birkinshaw, Jr.
A pleasure, I assure you.
Now, Mr. Birkinshaw, Jr., to what do you attribute your popularity?
Well, with all due modesty, I suppose I should say it's my versatility. I sing all sorts of songs, some of them swinging, some sentimental, And of course there are my impressions, my dancing, to say nothing of the various musical instruments in which I specialize.
Yes, thank you. Now, that's all very true, but isn't it really, above all else, this indefinable magic that you possess?
Well, I suppose you might say, yes. But of course there has been a certain amount of criticism concerning my personality.
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, there are those who say I'm somewhat too gushing.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm sure you'll fill the theater for many years to come. Now, here's another gentleman. You work in television, I believe.
That's right, yes. I'm usually seen at one time or another in nearly every play on television.
And who are you?
One of the cameramen.
Oh, yes. Now, here's a lady who's making a big success in the recording world.
Yes, that's right. I'm very thrilled. I've just signed a marvelous contract with one of the big record companies.
Oh, you're a new singing sensation.
Well, it's not so much that, but they said I had just the right figure for records. 45, 33, and 78.
Now we're privileged to meet one of show business's most famous impresarios. Good evening to you, sir.
And good evening to you, sir. Abbas de Gaulle.
Thank you very much. Now, you've been putting on shows for many years.
Thank you, yes. I have, sir, indeed. Oh, yes. I suppose my most famous production was Sunday Night at the Corn Exchange in Luton. Oh, and hundreds of summer shows, far too humorous to mention.
Oh, yes. The seaside shows we see on the end of the pier.
That's right. One year I was responsible for every show at that mecca of seaside entertainment, Bogmouth.
Bogmouth? Every show. Well,
yes,
how many would that be?
Right. Oh, well, sir, when I tell you that Bogmouth has 35 piers...
But really, you've been connected with almost every branch of entertainment.
Oh, yes, I've dabbled in everything. Shakespeare and nude shows. My biggest money spinner was one with a rather subtle title, Grin and Bear It. Then there's the Christmas shows, the pantomimes,
And what's your latest production?
My most ambitious yet, sir. A new spectacular production embracing all the successful show business ingredients.
And what is it called?
Hamlet meets the Naughty Nudes on Ice.
Finally, we turn to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are ready to discuss a random question on this week's topic. Top of the table, a welcome return of the celebrated actor, Sir Richard Ralston.
Good evening. I'm most happy to be appearing with you again.
Thank you, sir. We're glad to have you. Well, now, our regular panelist, Seamus O'Toole, can't be with us this week. He was last seen with half a dozen bottles of scotch flying home to Ireland. Without a plane, too. It's very interesting. So it's welcome this week to a memorable personality of the theatre, Britain's queen of musical comedy, Lavinia Reeves.
Oh, hello to you all, and I'm delighted to be here.
A little further away from the microphone, Miss Reeves.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear boy. They didn't have those things in my day, you know.
Next one of our regulars, the glamorous gastronome, Fanny Haddock.
Hello again. I'm sure you'll absolutely adore my dumplings.
Yes, I'm sure we shall. Lastly, our landlubber, Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, you can imagine the terrible shock I had this week when I discovered a nasty touch of woodworm round my potting shed. I was absolutely flabbergasted. Well, my flabber has never been so good.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Arthur. Well, that's our team, and so to this week's question on show business, which comes from...
Freddie Warren's the name, is an old member of the theatrical profession. Right, actually. I should like to ask whether the team thinks that the shows of today are as good as those of yesteryear.
Well, thank you, Dad. Now, all right. right, let's hear first from Lavinia Reeves.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. No, I don't know, Daddy. There are so many lovely shows, and I can never forget my first appearance.
Well, you started in the chorus, didn't you?
Well, I started long before that.
No.
Me, yes. Oh, dear, yes. Of course, the show was under your bonnet, and such a wonderful show, and such beautiful songs. Keep it under your bonnet. Don't tell anyone about you. Oh, about you. Oh,
why don't you shut your cake,
old. Oh, you rude man, you.
I remember that show very well, Miss
Reeves.
Oh, thank you. And I wonder if you remember a very young actor in that show by the name of Laurence Olivier.
Laurence Olivier? Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I wonder what ever became of him.
So, Miss Reeves, you obviously think the old shows were better.
Well, I mean, it speaks for itself.
Well, it's a pity you have to, isn't it?
Of course, oh, one recalls shows like The Chocolate Box Girl, One Night of Bliss. Oh, dear, I could go on all night.
Yes, you do, rather, don't I? Annie Haddock, let's hear your views on this, can we?
Well, Mr. Horn, I prefer the theater of today. Give me the kitchen sink every time. Mind you, I don't get much time for theater going, but I must say, I enjoyed chicken with barley soup, the amorous prawn, salad days, Mother Goose, and of course, Inherit the Wind.
All right, now then, Sir Richard Ralston, would you like to say something?
Oh, yes. Once more into the speech, dear friends. Highly amusing. Well, I don't think there's any question that the old drama had everything. Everything but the kitchen sink, that is.
Very witty.
Yes,
very
I'm glad you. Why, only the other evening I was discussing modern drama with a very good friend, Dame Gladys. I made the point about the excessive use of disgusting gutter language, and she quite brilliantly summed it up, I thought, when she said, "It's a dirty, great load of filthy old rubbish."
Now, when Arthur Fellow feel, what's your opinion about this?
Well, I think the answer lies in the soil. I mean, we country folk believe in calling a spade a spade.
Good metaphor.
Yes. So I think the theatre should be more down to earth, you know. Realistic dialogue, that's what we want. What's the point of having a man say to a woman things like, "Oh, my dearest beloved, your magical kisses are filled with the scent of 1,000 blossom petals." I mean, what utter twaddle. I mean, I'd come straight out with him saying, "Now, look here, girl."
Oh,
I mean...
Thank you, Arthur. End of Act One and a very quick curtain. There'll be another Hornorama next week, and the subject will be Pop Singers, Do They Plug Songs in the Bar? Also in next week's program, Jill Day will be singing Faust and the Fraser Hayes Second. And we shall be hearing the new Lionel Bart composition called Let's Do the Oliver Twist. So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now, leaving you with this thought from a listener in Hereford. What does a mink give his wife for her birthday? Good night.